Reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, from verse 20 to verse 36. Some Greeks were among those who had gone to Jerusalem to worship during the festival. They went to Philip, he was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, and the two of them went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has now come for the Son of Man to receive great glory. I am telling you the truth. A grain of wheat remains no more than a single grain unless it is dropped into the ground and dies. If it does die, then it produces many grains. Whoever loves his own life will lose it. Whoever hates his own life in this world will keep it for life eternal. Whoever wants to serve me must follow me, so that my servant will be with me where I am, and my Father will honour anyone who serves me. Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Shall I say, 'Father, do not let this hour come unto me'? But that is why I came, so that I might go through this hour of suffering. Father, bring glory to your name." Then a voice spoke from heaven, "I have brought glory to it, and I will do so again." The crowd standing there heard the voice, and some of them said it was thunder, while others said, "An angel spoke to him." But Jesus said to them, "It was not for my sake that this voice spoke, but for yours. Now is the time for this world to be judged. Now the ruler of this world will be overthrown. When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to me." In saying this, he indicated the kind of death he was going to suffer. The crowd answered, "Our law tells us that the Messiah will live forever. How then can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Jesus answered, "The light will be among you a little longer. Continue on your way while you have the light, so that the darkness will not come upon you. For the one who walks in the dark does not know where he is going. Believe in the light then while you have it, so that you will be the people of the light." Amen.
Whoever serves me must follow me. Will you come and follow me if I but call your name? Will you go where you don't know and never be the same? Will you let my love be shown? Will you let my love be known? Will you let my love be growing in you? And you and me? Will you leave yourself behind if I but call your name? Will you care for cruel and kind and never be the same? Will you risk the hostile stare should your life attract or scare? Will you let me answer prayer in you and you and me? Will you let the blinded see if I but call your name? Will you set the prisoners free and never be the same? Will you kiss the leper clean? And do such as this unseen? And admit to what I mean in you, and you in me? Will you love the you you hide? If I but call your name, will you quell the fear inside and never be the same? Will you use the faith you've found to reshape the world around through my sight and touch and sound in you and you in me? The song makes clear that following Jesus is a wonderful opportunity, but that it is nothing if not challenging and demanding. And it will take us well out of our comfort zones. Today's reading speaks of the need for the grain of wheat to die in order for life to come. It speaks of it being necessary for us to lose our lives if we are to gain them. What will it mean for me to lose my life? It tells of Jesus' soul being troubled and of him pleading with the Father, "Save me from this hour." What kind of trouble is this? It speaks of the time for judgment being upon us and that darkness is coming and that we'll only have the light with us for a little longer. And it speaks of Jesus hiding himself from them, his listeners, even his friends. Such troubling images. What might they mean in the here and now? For me, you. And yet there is the promise that those who follow Jesus will become children of light. And there's talk of those who serve and follow Jesus being honoured by God. You know, some fall away. Some find it too demanding, this business of following Jesus. Who can say what any of us will face in days ahead? But for today, I'm going to follow. Lord, your summons echoes true when you but call my name. Let me turn and follow you and never be the same. In your company I'll go, where your love and footsteps show. Thus I'll move and live and grow in you and you in me.
Let us pray. God, we wish to see Jesus. Open our eyes to the people where he clearly is present, waiting for us to see, believe and act. The lonely, the broken, the ill, the dying, the confused. God, we wish to see Jesus. Open our eyes to the places where he clearly is present, waiting for us to see, believe and act. Creation groaning with pollution, hospital wards in need of resources, fields of war where violence prevails, places where people are frightened. God, open our eyes that we might see Jesus. In this Holy Week, our souls are troubled and some despair, for this time of pandemic has been a time of trouble and challenge. Christ, as you struggled with the path you were moved to follow, we too struggle with the demands God places upon us. Remind us that the road you walked led to resurrection and light. You trusted in God. May we trust too. You obeyed God. May we obey too. You recognised that there was a future ahead beyond our limited imagining. May we have that recognition too. Empower us not to be limited by our partial vision of life and of faith's possibilities. Jesus Christ, light of the world, you told us and revealed to us that the darkness would not overcome us. Walk with us. Enable us to lift our eyes and our hearts, focusing them on you. And as we focus and serve, may our faith communities be beacons of love, inspiring and comforting the people we are called to serve. May your church, may we be light so that others may see the light and may come to know you and the hope which you bring. God, may we see, believe, and act. May the world see Jesus. Amen.
And now, go in peace, and may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all, and remain with you today and forevermore. Amen.